adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Jungle Jim had luncheon with Laura Krantz in Calcutta while she explained to him how the ghosts of the Java Seas had pirated millions in gold and ivory from her father and his associate shippers. As the two finished their lunch, Jim found a note which warned him not to go to Singapore, but he decided at once that both he and Laura would fly to Singapore immediately. Meanwhile, Dutch Krantz called his associates, Lee Wong, Alf Smithers, and Harvey Brent together and announced that he had lost another ship and that he would need the little money he had left to rebuild his business. However, Lee Wong came to his rescue, arranging for a loan of $500,000. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Jungle Jim Bradley has arrived at the office of Dutch Krantz in Singapore. Alf Smithers, Lee Wong, and Harvey Brent, the other inter-island traders, have just left. And Jungle Jim is talking to Laura Krantz and her father.
So your conference nearly broke up, Captain Krantz.
Yeah. If Lee Wong hadn't given me the money, I would not be able to put in my $50,000.
Father, why has Harvey Brent fought against having Jungle Jim here?
That's one question I'd like to have answered, Laura.
Harvey Brent has not lost as many ships as the rest of us. Maybe that's the reason.
Maybe. I'm forming some opinions of my own.
What do you mean by that, Jim?
Nothing, except that I'm trying to get the facts straight. Captain Krantz, Laura tells me that every time you, Lee Wong, Alf Smithers, and Harvey Brent have planned to outwit the ghost, these plans seem to leak out some way.
I've tried not to believe that it's true.
But it is, Father.
Yeah. I must admit that information of our plans became known.
That means that the ghost has some method of getting information. Captain Krantz, tell me something about these men. Who are they?
They're all men like myself, Jungle Jim. Mm-hmm. Men who have been captains and worked themselves up until they own their own ships.
Father, Mr. Brent was never the captain of an inter-island shipping boat. He bought out another firm here years ago.
That is true, but he has told me that his father was a shipper.
You only have his word. What about Lee Wong?
Well, Lee Wong, he's been in the shipping business for many years, longer even than myself. He also has many other interests.
I see.
You can't suspect Lee Wong, Jim. Not after what he did for Father today.
I haven't formed any suspicions yet. I merely wanted to get the background of the men most interested.
Lee Wong and Harvey Brent are the wealthiest shippers in the group, even though Wong has lost as many ships as I have.
Mm-hmm. All right, Captain. Now, tell me something about this ship that was scuttled last week. It was carrying $100,000 worth of ivory, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. Ivory and sugar. They took the ivory and scuttled the ship.
It was Father's newest, too.
What about the crew? Did they escape?
Yeah, in the lifeboat.
Oh, good. I want to talk to them.
But all have deserted except the captain. He wired us from Borneo that he was coming here.
Well, he may be able to help me. When do you expect him?
I thought he would be here yesterday. Today, maybe.
Have you made any plans yet, Jim?
Not yet, Laura. I'm going to have a look around Singapore first. I may be able to pick up some information.
If you want any of my ships...
Oh, Captain, I'll let you know. Right now, I'm going to go back to my hotel.
I'll take you there. I've got the car.
Oh, that'll be awfully swell.
Oh, it's no trouble at all.
What was that?
I don't know. It was right out here on the dock somewhere. Come on.
Yeah, let's see.
Look! There's a man on the ground.
Where? Oh, I see him. What's the matter?
There's blood on his shirt.
Hey, this man's been shot. Here, let me hold it. Laura, you get some water.
Hurry.
Wait. Hmm? It's Captain Merton. Captain, who shot you?
The ghost is here. You say you know this man, Captain Krantz?
Yeah, it's Captain Merton, the man who was captain of the Laura Krantz, my ship that was lost. He was the man you wanted to talk to.
I see. The ghost decided that he had to be silenced. Well, this man is dead, all right. But I'm going to see that the ghost pays for this murder.
A few hours later, we find Jim in his hotel room. He's talking on the telephone.
Hello? This is Jungle Jim Bradley in room 310. I asked you to find a car that I could rent. Oh, you've arranged for it? Well, have it brought around to the front of the hotel, will you, please? That's all, thank you. All right, Colo. The car is being brought around. Will you go down and find out which one it is and wait for me? I'll want you to drive.
Yes, it was.
We're going to have a little look around. Unless I'm mistaken, the ghost of the Java Seas is here in town. Oh, we'll see what that is, will you?
Missy, Lil.
Lil! You here in Singapore?
Didn't expect to see me, did you, Jim?
Lil, this is a surprise. All right, Cole, you can go now. I'll meet you in a few minutes.
Me way down third one.
Gee, Lil, I'm glad to see you. When'd you get here?
Just a few hours after you, Jim. I decided we'd better have it out, once and for all.
Have what out? What are you talking about?
Don't pull that innocent stuff on me, Jim. I told you I was through with you if you took this job.
And I took it.
But you haven't started yet. You can still call it off.
But I don't intend to, Lil. You're right in saying that I haven't started yet. But I've seen enough to know there's a job to be done, and I'm going to do it.
That's final?
That's final, Lil. I've committed myself, and I'm going through with it. Say, look here, Lil. Why don't you come in with me,
That's funny.
Well, I don't see anything to laugh at. I wanted you with me from the start, you know. Come on, what do you say?
No. If you prefer your blonde girlfriend's company to mine, don't expect me to tag along.
Lil, you're being childish.
Yes? I don't suppose you drove up to the hotel with her a few minutes ago. I saw how close together you two were sitting. She's making a fool out of you, Jim.
You're the one that's playing the fool, Lil. Laura Krantz doesn't mean anything to me. Nor do I mean anything to her. Well, I was at the father's office, and she offered to drive me back to the hotel.
Sure, just like she offered you the job in the first place and offered to fly with you to Singapore.
Oh, come on, cut it, Lil.
You don't like it very well when I tell you the truth, do you? Well, Jim, I'm giving you one more chance. Choose between that woman and me.
Well, Lil, I'm going after the ghost of the Java Seas.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. You may get more than you bargained for.
Oh, Lil, come back here.
I'm through talking, Jim. From now on, you'll get action. If you don't want to work with me, see how you like working against me.
Lil.
I'll make you sorry you ever met me.
An hour or two later, a long, powerful car twists its way through the winding streets of Singapore's waterfront. Kolu is at the wheel, and Jungle Jim is at his side.
Okay, Kolu. Pull in here. This looks like the place.
Yes, it was.
You better come along, Kolu. The car will be all right here.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. This is the place, all right. There's a sign on the fence. No trespassing. Brent Shipping Corporation.
We go around to gate one?
No, Colo. We're going to find a way to get over that fence. I want to have a look around without being seen.
Ghost here, Juan?
That's what I'm going to try and find out. As soon as we've looked over Brent's ships, I'm going over to the Smithers Ship Company and do the same thing. Then we'll go on to Lee Wong. I'm going to find out what kind of floating equipment they got.
Juan, place to climb fence between buildings.
You're right, Colo. Oh, say, that's just the spot I've been looking for. At least we can't be seen by anybody in the street here. Come on.
Colo, climb first one.
Wait a minute, wait. I want to peek over the top first. All right, Colo. Come ahead. It's safe.
Here comes one.
I can drop down on the other side and hide behind those bales over there until we get our bearings.
Yes.
Come on, Juan.
No one here, Juan Jim.
Keep your voice down, Cole. There's some men loading the ship ahead of us. I saw them taking cargo aboard, but I don't think they saw us.
Three other ships at dock.
Yeah, I know. I'll try and get a look at them later. First, I want to find the office. Follow me, Cole, but keep down.
Big building there.
Yeah. Looks like a warehouse of some kind. We've got to get around to where we can see the front of it. Come on. We'll run for those barrels.
Yes, it will.
Automobile come through big gate.
Keep out of sight, Colo. Must be the office straight ahead of us. We'll see who's coming.
Yes, it was.
It be woman.
Yeah, you're right.
What? Tuan. See.
Keep quiet, Golo. It's Shanghai Lil, all right. But don't call to her. So that's what she meant.
Man come to meet her, Tuan.
Yeah. Why, Golo, that must be Harvey Brent. And look. Look, they're going right into his office. Come on. We're going to get close enough to that office window to hear what they're talking about. Golo, who's that?
Not Tuan.
There they are. All right, man. Stop them. Go ahead. Get them. All right. All right, that'll be enough from you if you know what's good for you, fella.
Well, what's the idea?
I suppose you don't know. You can't read signs, can you? No trespassing means we don't like having guys like you around, see? So we're going to take you inside and have a little talk with you.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute now. Call your boss, Brent. He can identify me.
Maybe he can and maybe he can't. But you ain't going to be so pretty to look at when we get through with you. Drag him in, boys.
You won't get away with this.
Come on, that's what you think. You're going to take a nice little trip on a freighter, mister. And you and your boyfriend can work your way, see?
Oh. So that's the way you get your crews, huh? Shanghai them. Well, it won't work with Jungle Jim.
All right, throw up your hands.
What?
Hey, who are you?
Never mind. Put up your hands.
Come on,
fast.
Laura, how did you get here?
Same way you did, I guess, Jim. Better search those boys and see if they've got guns.
Right. Turn around, you. Turn around, I said. None of your back talk. Oh, here it is. Oh, got a little .45 in his hip pocket. Well, I'll just take charge of this. How about the others, Colo?
They not have guns, Juan.
All right, Laura. They're harmless enough now. Let's get out of here. I only came to have a look around, and I've seen all I want to.
So have I. I came here for the same reason. What about these four?
Oh, they'll stand right where they are, won't you, boys? Because if you move before we get out of that gate, I'm going to let you have it.
What does this encounter mean? And what about Shanghai Lil? Did she have anything to do with it? The thrilling adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's the Katzenjammer Kids, Jiggs and Maggie in Bringing Up Father, The Little King, Toots and Casper, Flash Gordon, and many others. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.